BBC.
LearningEnglish.com.
Hello, I'm Callum Robertson, and this is Entertainment. In the Christmas and New Year season, there are always a number of films released set in this time of year which use images of traditional Christmas and winter scenery like cottages in country villages covered in snow. One such film in the cinemas at the moment is The Holiday, a romantic comedy, or rom-com, which stars Kate Winslet, Cameron Diaz, Jack Black and Jude Law. In today's programme, we hear a review of the film by my favourite BBC reviewer, Mark Kermode. I like Mark's reviews because he's passionate about films. He praises the films he likes and criticises those he doesn't. And if he really doesn't like a film, he's very expressive and imaginative in his descriptions of how much he dislikes them. So, what about The Holiday? Does he like it, dislike it, or hate it? Before we find out, like any good review, we need to hear a little bit about the plot.
The story is Kate Winslet is living in England and she is heartbroken, and Cameron Diaz is living in Los Angeles, and Kate Winslet works a very, very little job for the Daily Telegraph. Cameron Diaz makes movie trailers in Los Angeles, and she's got some problems as well. So, you know, it's really lucky because they end up doing a house swap together. So Kate goes to Los Angeles where she meets Jack Black, and Cameron Diaz comes to Surrey and she meets Mr. Charm himself, Jude Law, and, you know, love starts to blossom.
So it's a film about two women who are unlucky in love, one in Surrey, England, and one in Los Angeles in the United States. They have a house swap. A swap, when you exchange one thing for another. They swap houses and meet new men, and love starts to blossom. Love starts to grow. So far, so good. It seems like a fairly reasonable basis for a romantic comedy, and it has a good cast. Time now to hear what Mark thinks about it.
Firstly, it's very long. I mean, it's over 2 hours long, and it should really have been, like, you know, at tops, absolute tops, 88 minutes.
His first comment is that the film is too long. He says that at tops, it should be 88 minutes. At tops is a short expression meaning maximum, at maximum. So the maximum it should have been, the longest it should have been, is 88 minutes. Now, this all seems quite reasonable so far from Mark, but we are still waiting to hear his opinion of the film or some clue as to how he feels about it. We don't have to wait very long. Let's hear why he thinks it should be shorter.
It should really have been, like, you know, at tops, absolute tops, 88 minutes, because then it just would have been vomit-inducingly ghastly.
Oh dear, that doesn't sound too good. Let's listen again to that description.
Vomit-inducingly ghastly.
Vomit-inducingly ghastly. So ghastly, so horrible, it makes you vomit, which means it makes what's in your stomach come up and out of your mouth. Now, this is why I like Mark's reviews so much. They are so descriptive and put an image in your mind of his reaction to the movie.